Hey everyone, this next interview is with the Les Brown. Now, Les Brown needs no introduction, but he is a spiritual mindset business coach, works with Fortune 500 companies, has done so much work with Disney. He is incredible and just everywhere. You guys know who Les Brown is, okay? And if you don't, you've been living under a rock. Well, I'll tell you that with this interview, he opens up to some of his own personal problems that he's been dealing with and how his mindset has helped him get through those. And also, he talks about how you will never earn more than your own self-worth. Ooh, hits deep. So let's listen in on this one and get to some of the core of why you're not making more money.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Money Mindset Masters Summit. I am so giddy today to be chatting with the Les Brown, who definitely needs no introduction. However, let me just shed some light on some of his accolades. I'm sure most of you out there know of him and have heard some of his training, but he is the founder of one of my husband's all-time favorite lines to quote and favorite trainings. You gotta be hungry, so maybe we can hear some of that for you. He loves that training, and you're just incredible. He's spoken to audiences of over 80,000 people. He's received the National Speakers Association coveted Council of Peers Award of Excellence. Toastmasters voted him one of the top five outstanding speakers. He's created many trainings. I highly recommend you look him up. However, some of our favorites, It's Not Over Until You Win, Up Thoughts for Down Times, and Choosing Your Future audio series, which is absolutely incredible. And let me just go through some of Mr. Brown's clients. He's worked with many CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, but also works a lot with the individual who's just trying to create a better life for themselves. But some of your clients have included Disney, which I love the Mickey shirt you're wearing today. Very happy. Amway, which many of you are familiar with, Herbalife, the Postal U.S. Postal Service, GE, AT&T, IBM, McDonald's, Century 21, Allstate, Remax, and many, many more. So this guy knows what he's talking about. Ray and I are huge fans, and he is one of the top motivational speakers in the world. So thank you so much, Mr. Les Brown, for gracing us with your presence, sharing some of your thoughts with our audience around money, and I'm excited to jump in. We're honored to have you.
It's a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. It's always a treat when great people meet.
I love it. Yes, it is. Most people know your background, and I just want to dive right into some training, if that's okay with you. And of course, if you want to share a little more of your background, please feel free. But this is a summit all around your money mindset hurdles. And I know that you work with a lot of people who are just trying to make more money. And so what would you say is the number one thing that you see? And before we started the recording, you said you have a little different perspective on this, which I'm really curious about. What's the number one thing that you see when someone comes to you and says, Les, I just need to make more money?
Well, the number one thing that I see is something that Earl Nightingale said in life. He said, you don't get in life what you want. You get in life what you are. Martin Seligman, who did the most exhaustive study on self-esteem, 26 years, and he wrote a book called Learned Optimism. And he said that between the ages of 0 and 5, that we develop a certain mindset. We determine what's available to us and what's not available. So let's take my situation, born in an abandoned building on a floor in a poor section of Miami, Florida, called Liberty City, being labeled educable, mentally retarded, failing twice in school, being raised in an area of poverty. Well, that creates a certain kind of mindset. We are sponges. And so when we begin to look at how do people begin to create more wealth, because there's never a shortage of money. It's just a shortage, as Robert Shuler said, a shortage of thinking. And so the key to it is that most people not willing to do. And to me, it's about seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And that is going within yourself and taking the time to invest in yourself, listening to programs of this nature that begin to restructure your vision of yourself and allow you to begin to have an expanded vision of yourself of what's possible. What most people do is live out of their history, things they've seen, things that they have observed from people that's around them. They go out and they replicate that. But the key to creating wealth, and it took me, once I made the decision to do it, it took me 3 years to earn my first million. I had to begin to learn how to live out of my imagination as opposed to my circumstances. You know, Einstein said the imagination is the preview of what's to come. And so we have to discipline ourselves. We have to work on restructuring our mind. Be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Why is it that we have to be alerted to that? It's because most people replicate their circumstances. I remember a movie that Jim Carrey was in, and he was playing a character that his life was real, everything else was not real. And
Truman Show.
What's the name of it?
Truman Show.
Yes. And they asked the question, will he escape? And the guy said, I can't remember his name, but he said, no, because most people accept the circumstances they have been given. Mm. That was a powerful line in that movie. And so most of us accept those circumstances. Now, even if, just think about this, even if you have an infusion of cash, like people who win the lottery, the majority of those people who win, they lose the money. Why? Because if your accomplishments exceed your own sense of self-worth, you will unconsciously engage in self-destructive behavior. So what's most important for us is, one, is to expand our vision of ourselves of what's possible by working on our minds, going to seminars, workshops, listening to motivational messages that begin to expand our mindset to what's possible. Two, to begin to implement a technique, a strategy that will allow you to manifest what it is that you want. You know, everybody was talking for years about the secret. I never bought into that because one of the things that I found that was missing for the script, they never mentioned the word work.
Yeah.
You gotta work. You just can't think up on this. Okay. I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. I used to be so broke I'd walk past a bank and trip the alarm.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so it's necessary that you find a skill set or some knowledge or something that the public needs, that you make yourself stand out, some value that you bring that people would be willing to exchange money with you for that which you bring. You've got to increase your value. You don't get paid by the hour, you get paid for the value you create in the hour. And so as we look at ourselves, and particularly now, by the year 2050, there'll be more robots than there are people. Just think about that. And so we're coming to the end of work. So now people have to think. The 40-40 plan is gone. There's no such thing as job security. And so the idea of going to college, getting in debt, and expecting to graduate and find a job that you could pay off that debt and work for 40 years and retire on 40%, which was enough in the first place, that time is gone. It's a brand new day. This is the era of what the late Peter Drucker calls the era of the three C's: accelerated change, overwhelming complexity, and tremendous competition. So now we have to begin to, one, work on ourselves on a regular basis. Two, one, to develop mental resolve. things are going to happen to you, and things are going to happen to the people you care about in this year that you can't even begin to anticipate. Over this year, at least all of us are going to experience at least three tragedies. I thought I had experienced all the stuff that I was going to experience in 2019. But right before the end of the year, my great grandson passed. And so it was a tough thing. Yes, it was a tough experience. And so the Book of Life says, think it not strange that you're faced the fiery furnaces of this world. You will not, you might. You will have tribulations. And so it's a part of the process. The other thing is, the reason that mental resolve is so important is that you're going to fail your way to success. Walt Disney, he filed bankruptcy 7 times. But he kept going. He just kept coming back again and again and again. 86% of people allow their fear of failure to outweigh their desire to succeed. And the other thing is that we have to be reminded over and over again, whenever I speak, I say constantly, it's a mantra and it's a strategy. You have greatness in you. You have greatness in you. I'm saying that over and over again. Why? We're not told that in school. We're not told that in church. We're not told that in college. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. We live in a world where we're told more about our limitations rather than our potential. And they did a study, and this organization has found that if I say to you, you can't do that, you can't have your dream, somebody else has to come along and say, you can have it, you can have it. 17 times to neutralize that one time. That's why the Book of Life says faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. So the major work is to create the mindset that I can do this. It's possible. And you have to step into a mindset that it's necessary and you're willing to do the work, whatever it takes. Make no your vitamin and just buckle in, because when you get ready to take your life from one level to the other, it's like getting on an airplane. They say fasten your seatbelt. Why? Because you're going to experience some turbulence before you reach a comfortable altitude. Well, the same thing in life, that when you want more out of life, that as you're reaching higher, that you're going to experience some turbulence, some setbacks, some disappointments. People are going to disappoint you and you're going to have failures. You're going to be deceived. Things are going to happen to you and catch you on the blind side that you cannot anticipate. But the key to it is operate out of what Mandino said. He said, I will persist until I succeed. And most people give up.
And so you mentioned such amazing takeaways. And you mentioned that people have to find something that provides value, right? And so you're paid for your value per hour versus your time, which I love. Ray and I talk about this all the time. Somebody sitting at home watching this saying, well, I don't know what value I provide and I'm not sure how to find that. What would you suggest to them?
We're living in a time, it's the worst of times and the best of times. This is a time where in the comfort of your home or on your telephone, you have access. Why? In 2007, Time Magazine said the computer is the person of the year. Why did they say that? Because for the first time in the history of the world, everyday people have access to information, and they also have access to e-commerce. They can start a global business around the world and use their telephone to connect with billions of people. But unfortunately, the reason why the masses are not taking advantage of that, the masses of people have been programmed to be spectators. You'll find more people at a football game or hockey event or a baseball game, then you will find it's seminars or workshops. Mm. And so when you have a culture that's driven by entertainment, people looking for things that will help them to alleviate some of the stress in their lives, as opposed to using their time and energy and asking themselves, who am I really? Am I living the life that I desire to live? And what is it I need to do to change my reality? What is it I need to change about myself? What radical change must I engage in to begin to expand my vision of myself, number one? Number two, to increase my skill level. So today, you need at least three core competencies. I'm a speaker, I am an author, I'm a trainer, and I started my own franchise called the Les Brown Leadership Greatness Challenge. And that's a global business that I've started, because my goal is to leave a legacy, to live a life that will outlive me. And so I had to begin to make some radical changes, how I use my time. We all have an expiration date. I call to talk to a friend of mine that I went into business with in a cryptocurrency. And in August, he went to sleep and he didn't wake up. He died 62 years old. Wow. I'm 75, you know, and I used to say to him, man, you know, you're still in diapers. I'm 75 years old. He's out of here, all right? Wow. And so we don't know how much time we have left. Wayne Dyer and I had agreed to do a special for public television to raise funds for them when the Trump administration had cut their funding. And we kept putting it off, getting together to sign the contract. And then he called me and said, hey, I'm coming to Orlando. Let's get together and let's sign the deal and go into the studio and record this before a live audience. And I said, great, man, it's going to be great to see you. Then I got a call a few days later, said, are you on the internet? And I said, no, Wayne is gone. I said, no. I was shocked. I mean, I didn't come out the house for about 6 weeks, because he and I had the same mentor, a guy named Jack Boland out of Warren, Michigan, and we were mentored by him. And he just contributed so much to my growth and development as a person, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And so you have to live each day as if it were your last, because one day it will be. And so taking the time to work on yourself, to ask yourself the question, what is it, if I had my life to live over again, what would I do differently? What are the things that I need to do now? What are the relationships that I can count on? Who should I count on and who should I count out? Because many people never achieve the goals that they want to achieve because they have too many toxic, negative, energy-draining relationships. And you earn within $2,000 to $3,000 of your closest friends. So part of beginning to create wealth, you got to look at your relationships and ask, what is this relationship doing to me? You got to upgrade your relationship. Give you a case, an example. The first time that I saw a good friend of mine that I admired, and he earned over $100,000, that inspired me. Now, before I saw him do that, I was earning over like around $80,000 a year. But when I saw him do that in an hour and a half, I said to myself, he puts his pants on one leg at a time, like I do. Mm-hmm. So now he had expanded my vision of what was possible for me. And I started watching him to study him. Why? Because success leaves clues. And so I spoke in the Georgia Dome. If people are listening to us now, if they go on YouTube and put in Les Brown speaking in the Georgia Dome, that was the first time that I earned over $100,000 in just 34 minutes. Now look at the difference. Working a whole year for $80,000 And in 34 minutes, I earned over $100,000. What happened? He expanded my vision of myself to what was possible. And I upgraded my knowledge. I went from being a garbage collector, working at Sears as a salesperson and doing door-to-door sales, doing Amway and Mary Kay and Mary Kay parties. Okay.
Oh, that's great. What I wouldn't give to have video of that.
So I continued to expand my vision of myself. And so when you realize Socrates says a man's reach is to supersede his grasp, or what are the heavens for? Where most people have settled. A guy named Darren Benzie, he wrote a book called The Misplaced Life, that most people are living a misplaced life. They are following the followers. They unconsciously, they're not even aware of it. If you look today, there are tattoos everywhere. How's that possible? Where'd that come from, that phenomenon? We incarcerate more people in the United States than any place else. When you're incarcerated, you can't write on the walls. If you do, you will be put in the hole. There are consequences. So inmates are bored and they write on each other's bodies. One out of every four Americans has been incarcerated. We incarcerate more people in the United States than any place else in the world. And so now the underground has become mainstream, and people, you look around everywhere, there are people with tattoos written on their bodies. It's one thing to write on your body, it's something else to make a mark with your life, to live a life that will outlive you.
Mm. That's amazing. So now that somebody has heard everything that you've just mentioned and is sitting there thinking to themselves, this is amazing, I want to move forward. You went from, you know, your past of being born on the floor and being labeled as something that you're not, to making $1 million within 3 years. What is step one? I know you mentioned, you know, personal development is so huge, but what's step one?
I want to give them step one. Step one to developing mental resolve. So I'm encouraging them, one, go online. This is absolutely free. Watch my video call, It's Possible. Watch it for 90 days. Step two, watch another video I did called You Deserve. It's a public television video, You Deserve. And then the next one is, watch Les Brown speaking in Georgia Dome, because it will hear the journey of how I built the business, bathing in the sink downtown in the Penobscot building in Detroit, Michigan, when I fell on tough times.
Wow.
Now, when I started out, what I did, I saturated my mind and I was listening every day to various motivational speakers because I wanted a way out. I wanted to be able, I'm adopted. And I told my mother, when she used to take me to work with her on Miami Beach, and I would walk around these big, beautiful homes and mama cooked for them. And she used to bake, and my mother would bake a sweet potato pie so good you couldn't eat it with your shoes on. You had to kick your shoes off, but you wiggle your toes. And I used to say,
oh, mama, man, your one-liners are classic. I love it.
Oh, thank you. I said, mama, I said, one day I'm going to be able to buy groceries for us and we won't have to eat leftovers. And one day I'm going to buy you a big, beautiful home just like this. And so I'm encouraging them, as they look at this year, is to get a 3x5 card. I wrote on one side of it, I give thanks. I've purchased this home for my mother. I identified a home. I got a picture of it. It is completely paid for and fully furnished and paid for. I give thanks. Now, even before I purchased it, even before I got a contract on it, I wrote that on a 3x5 card. and I read it a minimum of 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, I wrote Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened. I got this idea from Earl Nightingale. He did a speech called The Strangest Secret in the World. And why did I do that? What I wanted to do was to saturate my mind with the thought that I want to create in my reality. Our thoughts have magnetic power. All of us have thought about somebody. We're about to call them, and they were calling us at the same times. Well, what's important about that, Les? Well, our thoughts have magnetic power. But the reason that a lot of people never achieve their goals is because we have too many interruptions. We get interrupted constantly. We don't take time to think, to create an agenda for our lives. If you don't have an agenda for your life, you're going to be a part of somebody else's agenda. So every day, when I got up in the morning, I had a scripture: all things work together for good for those who love God and for those who are called according to his purpose. I give thanks that I've purchased this home for my mother, fully furnished, paid for, and she loves it. And that's what I focus on. When you do that, you activate something in your brain. It's called like the reticular activating system. It's a network like group of cells at the base of your brain. Give you an example. No one ever purchases a car that they see everybody else driving. And we've all had the experience of purchasing a car. And when you start driving it, you start seeing other people driving the same make and the same color. Well, they didn't just go out and buy it because you have it now. Okay. But because you have an investment, that has piqued your awareness. So when you invest the time and energy in you, Paul said, I must die daily. When you invest the time and energy to die to who you are now, to give birth to who you are to become, you're a masterpiece because you're a piece of the master. You were born to do great things. You were chosen 1 out of 400 million sperm. But we live in a world where we've been marginalized, where that we've been told so many times what we can't do as opposed to what we can do, that we've forgotten and gotten out of touch with who we are. And so as I speak to you right now, I'm in a hotel. And the reason I'm here, I told my daughter, I said, I need to check out for a while. Why? I'm under the auspices of Cancer Centers of America. Because of God's grace and mercy, I'm a 27-year prostate cancer conqueror. My PSA was 2,400. Now, 1 to 4 is normal. It was 2,400. When I saw Dr. Taha about 2 weeks ago, he said, Mr. Brown, he said, your PSA is now like that of a newborn baby boy. What are you doing? And I say, I take time to connect with myself, to visualize myself being cancer-free, to visualize myself being physically active and engaged in life, to doing things that gives my life a sense of meaning, helping and volunteering and doing things that allows me to make a mark. Horace Mann said, we should be ashamed to die until we've made some major contribution to humankind. We're here to do a greater work. And so when we align ourselves with doing meaningful work, helping people, making impact, making a difference, just like what you're doing, there are people whose lives that you are touching, you will never meet, but because they listen, you expand their vision of themselves. Because they listen, you create an experience for them. And what gave me a breakthrough in this industry, I realized if information could change people, everybody would be skinny, rich, and happy.
So true.
The key to it, to transforming your life, is having the experience that allows you to see yourself differently, that allows you to begin to know that there is more in you. There's a presence. There's a power. Oliver Wendell Holmes said that once a man or woman's mind has been expanded with an idea, concept, or experience, it could never be satisfied going back to where it was. So when I saw this guy earn over $100,000 in less than an hour and a half, I said, oh my God, I knew it was possible. Mm. And I said, if he can do it, I can do it. And so now I put myself on a track. I said, what is it that I love to do? I love to speak. We were not born to work for a living, but to live our making. And living our making will make our living. So this work that you're doing right now, with this interview that you're doing with me right now, if you decided to package this and get someone to market this just for $10 on the internet with no middle person and create a workbook with it and have them to market it and promote it with the affiliate marketers, and you sell 100,000 copies, you generate $1 million. That's how I made my first million. I had a cassette tape called It's Possible, another one called Getting Unstuck, another one called A Keys to Self-Motivation, another one called A Power of a Larger Vision. And I sold them with a rubber band around them for $40. All I needed to do was to sell 25,000 sets. And I gave myself 3 years to do it, and I did it. I sold over 2,000, giving free speeches. Knowledge is the new currency. So everybody listening right now, everybody watching right now, if they've had some experience, some failures, some setbacks, something they've seen, witnessed, something they've gone through that has value for somebody. Now we have a global reach with the internet, and there are people that when you speak, who you are behind the words are far more important than the words that you speak. When you speak, there are people who will tap into your frequency, that they will hear your voice, something about you, something that you have, something that you say, the energy and the conviction and the sincerity in your voice that they will connect with. And as a result, you interrupt their vision of themselves. And as a result of something you say or somebody that you interviewed, their life will never be the same again. And they will always tune in to you because they're part of your tribe. It's easier now to earn millions of dollars in the comfort of your home or on your telephone than ever before.
Oh, so good. I mean, throughout this interview, I was either at the verge of tears or laughing hysterically. So thank you so much for your time. I want to respect your time, and just so many golden nuggets here. And I just want to reiterate some of the steps so people know exactly what they have to do is go look up It's Possible, right? It's Possible. Watch that for 90 days. Go look up You Deserve, your audio, and also look up you training in the Georgia Dome to see exactly what is possible and hear your story. And I'm going to do that right now. Although I've seen some of those already, I'm going to do it again. And I will take that challenge of watching It's Possible for 90 days and seeing how other things in our lives open up. And I think you've just totally hit the core for people around money and how simple it really is to make if you understand some basic principles. So just greatly appreciate you. I hope that Ray and I can do many more things with you, and we look forward to connecting with you in the future. Thank you so, so much for your super valuable time.
All right. And tell Ray I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Yes, I will.
Greatness in him. Yeah, the two of you, greatness in you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you so much. You are absolutely incredible, and I look forward to you meeting him as well. We'll be in touch for sure.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes.